Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, beautiful Tuesday morning, June the 28th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour, 59 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And I am happy to announce, now this is something I like to do every year. I don't have a lot of, that's not true. I have some plants in the front yard and things like that that come up every year. And I always get that confused. Every year I get it confused. Annual versus perennial. Because it doesn't make any sense to me. Because something that happens annually means yearly. So I would think an annual flower is something that comes up every year. And a perennial is something that only comes up once, even though perennial, I don't know why you would use the word perennial, but I always mess that up. So, because some flowers you buy and they only come up once and that's it and you get rid of them. But then you've got the annuals. No, see, I don't think it's the annuals. You have the ones that you buy and you plant and they come up every year. I don't know which is which. Screw it up every year. But the point of this is that I have lived where I live now for about 7.5 years. And before I ever got here, there were these daylilies that were planted in the flower bed out front. Now, daylilies are strange. Now, anybody who has a daylily will know what I'm talking about. A daylily only blooms once a year. And it's usually about this time, late June, early July, and they are the most beautiful flower. They're very colorful. They look great. But as soon as they bloom, if you get a big rainstorm or a big windstorm, as soon as the petals are blown off, that's it. And you don't see them again until the following year. So I was out this morning, out in the front yard, and the daylilies are starting to bloom on June 28th. Now, all of them haven't bloomed. There's two bushels of them. But they're starting to bloom now. So when will we get the first rainstorm that will blow these daylilies off? Does anybody else have daylilies? Because here, I'm always confused. What are you supposed to do? Because if these bloom, and they'll probably all bloom over the next couple days. Let's say a storm came in Friday. It would blow them all to pieces, and I wouldn't see them again until the following year. How do you preserve daylilies? And can you clip them and take them in? Because I get two big bushels of them, and as soon as the storm comes, they're gone. Or can anybody describe annual versus perennial to me? Now, I think, after all these years, that annuals are the ones that only come up once, and perennials are forever, which, again, doesn't make any sense because the term annual to me would be every year, but we'll see. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know anything about annuals versus perennials? Or how you preserve a daylily once they bloom, if you know a storm is coming. You know, they're blooming kind of late this year, to be honest. This is the last week of June. July starts on Friday, and they're just coming up. That's a little late, because they really haven't fully bloomed yet. But that's the situation there. Any gardeners out there this morning? Annual versus perennial. How do you preserve a daylily? I can't preserve anything, to be honest with you, once I bring it inside. Now, I have a vase or vase, however you pronounce that one. But when I put things in it, apparently I'm not doing the things right. You know, I fill it with water. I put it by the window so it gets sunlight. It doesn't last very long. Maybe 4 or 5 days. What used to be the trick? There used to be a trick that you put something in the water that would make the flower last longer. What was it? Something like sugar or salt or dish soap? Something you... I don't know if it was dish soap. But you put something... Maybe this is why my flowers don't last very long. You put something in the water and that helps the flower live longer once you bring it inside. I don't know. If anybody has any gardening tips, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I wanted to do this because as we were going off the air yesterday, I played the interview with Sarah Weddington. Now, it was an interview I had done 10.5 years ago on the, or 9.5 years ago, excuse me, 9.5 years ago on the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Now, Sarah Weddington was the attorney that argued the Roe versus Wade case back in 1973, and Sarah has since passed away. She died in December of 2021, but I interviewed her 9.5 years ago, and I played that interview yesterday, and we only had about 10 minutes left in the program after I played the interview. And people were calling in with opinions about Roe versus Wade, obviously the big turnaround last Friday. And I also gave my thoughts on Roe versus Wade yesterday, not whether it's wrong or right, but how it came about and what the ramifications of this are probably going to be across this country. Now that it's going to be left up to the states and possibly the local governments, I was really kind of confused, and I don't want to get too deep off in the weeds or repeat myself from yesterday, but everybody was acting as if overturning this was going to get rid of abortion, and I didn't see that. You know, I read the decision. I read the decision. Now, it overturned it so it's not legal federally. But it did not make it illegal. It just said each state will have to decide, or each local government will have to decide. Now, this could cause a problem because, as I said yesterday, let's say a community like Marion decides, well, hey, we want that. Well, currently, we don't have any clinics in Marion that do that I'm aware of. Now, I've never went looking for one. But I don't think we do, but now if we would vote yes, I guess somebody could open up a clinic here. As long as the city government passed it, or the county government. So I really don't know how this is all going to work. And if it's true what they say, that 70% of the people in the country agree with Roe versus Wade, I would think a lot of local communities, especially very... populated communities are going to vote yes for this, would be the common wisdom. So, I don't know. What do you think? 740-751-4038. All I know is yesterday we got a lot of calls on this, and I was having to cut people off, which I hate to do, but we were just running out of time yesterday. Now, one thing I want to say in regard to that conversation I had with Sarah Weddington, you know, she got angry with me at the end of that conversation. I don't know if anybody paid attention to that, but she did not like me asking about the lady that she had represented back in the Roe versus Wade case. I believe her name was Norma McCorvey. Norma's dead now, too, I believe. I think she died in 2017. But when she represented her, obviously she wanted an abortion. But as time went on in her life, she kind of adopted a different view, and I think that ticked Sarah Weddington off. And I don't think Sarah liked to be asked about it, but you know what? That's your job as an interviewer, to ask those questions. So I think Sarah got a little cross with me, but that was 9.5 years ago, and Sarah's not with us anymore, so there you go. All right. So if anybody wants to talk about that, give me a buzz. I know a lot of people were trying to get in yesterday, and we just did not have the time. 740-751-4038. Well, today's going to be an interesting day in the country, because now here's what I understand with this January 6th thing. Apparently, they met last week on Thursday and said, we're taking 2 weeks off for the holiday. We're not going to meet this week, and we're not going to meet next week, and then we're going to come back the second week in July and do the final hearings. Well, out of the blue yesterday, they come back with 24 hours notice, and they say, no, we have new evidence, and we are going to meet tomorrow. We're not telling you what the evidence is, and we're not telling you who we're going to interview tomorrow under oath. But because of this new evidence, we need to have a meeting. Now, later in the day, we learned that last week, one of President Trump's attorneys, who was working for him at the time of the election of January 6th, let's put it that way, apparently his phone was seized last week in New Mexico. Now, that's a little coincidental that this phone was seized last week. I think it was last Wednesday, they said. And all of a sudden, they've got new evidence, so much new evidence, that they had to have a meeting today, which they did not plan to have. And who is the person they're going to interview today? Today could be a very big day, because the question has always been, will President Trump be indicted? Now, you know, I've had the conversation with Glenn many times that if there is evidence, you indict the person. If there is not evidence, you don't indict the person. To me, I haven't seen the evidence yet that President Trump conspired to have people go down to the Capitol and do what happened on January the 6th. But I'll be watching very intently today, because something's going to happen. And I don't know what it is. But I would just, even if you're not watching these things, and I know we've talked about it before, some people are just saying, I'm not watching them. I know what's happening, or I know what's not happening. I'd watch today. If you haven't watched anything else, I'd watch today with an open mind, because something's going to happen today. I don't know what it is, but I was talking with somebody last night, and I said, you know, they wouldn't do this if they had nothing, because it did make big news. And just last Thursday, they said, we're not going to meet for 2 weeks. That was only 4 days ago. So something is up. Does anybody know what's going on? Or have an idea what's going on? I guess none of us know what's going on. Does anybody have any idea? 740-751-4038. And again, on this whole January 6th thing, what I wish people would do, I just wish they would have an open mind. You know, I'm not saying anybody is guilty or innocent at all. All I'm saying is, can't we all have an open mind to everything? You know, I think we should have an open mind in the Roe versus Wade thing. I think we should have an open mind in the January 6th thing. I don't think we should ever go into anything with our minds made up. I just don't quite understand it. But that's the big news as it goes. Now, yesterday, here's something we learned that I enjoy. Now, Michelle, who apparently started listening again yesterday, that's not true. She just started responding again during the show. Now, she responded because I brought up Stewart's, which apparently is like the word that triggers in her mind when she has the radio on in her house to start listening to the show. So she might have just started listening right now because I did say the word Stewart's because I went there and ate on Saturday. And she has promised, now we'll see if it happens, but she has promised to bring me Sloppy Joe's and diet root beer, maybe curly fries, to the fair. Because next week, as I said, we're going to try to broadcast from the fair. We'll give it a shot and see how that goes. So this show, next week, from 8 to 10 in the morning, will emanate from the Marion County Fair. Now, I say that tentatively because anytime you do a remote, it's a trick. So if you tune in next week on Monday morning and it's dead air, you know what happened. You know that there was a problem somewhere along the line over at the fair. And we are going to try to do some nightly broadcast as well. I think Pastor Craig and Nate and Terry want to do their Wednesday show from the fair. I don't know. We'll talk to people about their shows, other people here on the station during this week. But should be a fun time at the fair. But what now I'm excited about is that apparently Sloppy Joe's and Curly Fries and Diet Root Beers will be showing up at the fair. Now, I wonder if this will be a daily thing. You know, like I'll be on a route or a route now. Because, you know, anybody who brings me anything, especially at the fair, because it's difficult to get around at the fair. You know, it's hard to get in and out. Because when I get there early in the morning, you usually get a good parking space. Because I pull in around 7:30 to get there to do this show at 8:15. And so I have a good parking space. So it's kind of difficult if I'm going to do anything later in the day at the fair. I usually don't leave because I don't want to give up the good parking space and have to park out in the field when I come back later in the day. So it's nice to have food at some point during the day. And it possibly could be the return of Michelle on the radio after more than a year, because if she shows up during the program, we'll put her on the air. And I think it's really been over a year since she's been on the air with me. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll get her on the air and we'll talk about food. You know, that's something I've never talked to her about, is food. We've kind of talked about it half and half, with her being the owner of Stewart's, but we've never really gotten into a deep conversation about it. Now, yesterday we were talking about Sloppy Joe and homemade Sloppy Joe mix versus Mamwich, because I made the assertion that I thought Stewart's might be using Mamwich after I had a Sloppy Joe there yesterday or Saturday. Now, she says no, and actually she did give me the recipe, the top secret Stewart's Root Beer Sloppy Joe recipe. So I'm going to give that a shot at some point next time I have Sloppy Joe to see if that really is the recipe. But we'll see how that goes at the fair next week. I look forward to that if she shows up with the goods. You know, you get an inch and you take a mile. Somebody says they'll bring you a Sloppy Joe and some fries and a diet root beer, and you say, well, are you showing up every day? 5 days a week? You take it when you can get it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 59 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind today. Is anybody getting excited for the fair? Just right around the corner. I have my fair book here. I'm all ready to go. We've got, what is it? We've got harness racing Monday and Tuesday at 11 a.m. We've got the fireworks Monday at 10 p.m., a band at 7:30. Tuesday's the tough truck at 7:30. Wednesday, the rodeo, 7:30. Thursday, tractor pull, 7:30. Friday, truck pull at 7:30. And Saturday is the demo derby at 7:30. Kids' Day is Wednesday. Kids get in for free on Wednesday. Veterans Day is Friday. Veterans get in free. And on Tuesday, it's Senior Citizen Ladies' Day, and Canned Food Day. So if you're a senior citizen, a lady, or if you bring a can of food, you get in for free on Tuesday. Now, why is there no Men's Day at the fair? Isn't that interesting? There's no Men's Day at the Marion County Fair. I guess you're just out of luck. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I was just sitting here thinking, listening to you. Maybe if you could pull this broadcast off from the fair, Stewart's could sponsor it.
Well, you know, I would not ask Michelle that, but if she's out there listening, which she claims she is most mornings, if she would like to, you know, we would not deter her. We could be like from, so you're saying like from the Stewart's root beer broadcast position, we would say something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it'd be good for her, you know, should give her advertising and...
And maybe we could give away, like, a Sloppy Joe every day or something.
Yeah, maybe you could get some of them food giveaways from Stewart's, you know. Maybe buy something, buy a meal or whatever, and get half off or get one free.
Well, if she wants to, she certainly can. I'm not going to put the pressure on her with that. But we certainly would do that. And if she had a banner, we would hang it on our table over there. We'll be in the exhibition hall. You know, and I also want to mention that. Stop by and see us if you're at the fair. We'll be over in the exhibition hall. They changed it since I've been there last. We did not go during the pandemic. So I think the last year we were actually there was 2019. We used to be in the Coliseum, but apparently now they use the Coliseum for livestock. So now all
what
the...
What do they use Evers Arena for? That's where they always show the animals.
I think they still show the animals there. But I see that's... Well, I don't know, though. Because, see, the Coliseum used to be where the vendors were.
Yeah.
But I was told at the beginning of this that they're not there anymore. That they've moved the vendors down to the exhibition hall. So, I don't know if they... I don't know. I don't know if they use Evers Arena at the fair for the showing at all. I don't. All they told me is now they use the Coliseum for livestock.
Strange.
Do you know where the exhibition hall is? Because I've been trying to place this. All they told me was, what's that?
It's that entrance off of fairground, that road that goes down the back of the fairgrounds there.
Right.
It's right next to it.
Well, now, see, I know that, okay, when you pull in there, there's a log cabin.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go past that.
No.
No.
You don't go past that. When you go into the gate, well, of course, during the fair, you can only walk into that gate. But when you go in there, that road that runs down the back of the fairground, on the west end of the fairgrounds there, it goes all the way down and it comes pretty close to the fair board office. That's about in the middle of the fairgrounds. That exhibition hall is that first big white building you come to.
So it's just right behind the grandstand?
Yeah, it's right there. It's pretty close to the front.
Well, because what they told me is that you're very close to the grandstand.
Yeah, well, you're not that far from the grandstand. Grandstand's on... Well, grandstand's kind of in the middle because of the, you know, the field and the track and everything. And that exhibition hall is right there along that road that runs down the back of the fairgrounds there, the west side of the fairgrounds.
You know, I must have never been in the exhibition hall. So how far would you say the front door of the exhibition hall is from the grandstand?
Oh... Maybe, I don't know, 50, 75 foot.
So how far would you say the Coliseum is?
You know where the Midway is?
Yeah, I know where the Midway is.
Okay. Well, the Exhibition Hall is, if you're facing north, going down the Midway from the grandstands, Exhibition Hall is off to your left.
Okay, say that again. If I'm going north.
If you're going north, if you're standing there next to the grandstand.
And I'm, so north would be going Like I'm going to...
Coliseum.
Going toward the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're standing there looking down the midway.
Right.
Exhibition Hall is to your left.
Right there.
Yeah. It's right there.
How did I miss this building? I, for some reason, I just cannot...
Because that's where they used to have the vegetables and the pies that were, you know, in the contest and everything. That's what they used to have in there.
Huh. So if I'm standing at the grandstand and I'm looking straight at the Coliseum, the exhibition...
To the left.
So the exhibition hall is in between the Coliseum and the grandstand?
No.
No.
It's right. It's almost directly behind the grandstand. If you're standing there next to the grandstand looking toward the Coliseum, you look to the left, you'll see Exhibition Hall.
75 feet away.
Roughly, yeah.
So because I know right there is they set up a lot of food vendors and a lot of rides. Are there rides and food vendors in between the two? The grandstand and the Exhibition Hall?
Yeah, well, you know, that big grassy area behind the grandstand, behind the bathrooms and the grandstand.
Right.
Where they put all the rides.
Right.
Exhibition Hall is just on the other side of that. You walk through that road they put the games and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
You walk by all the games, keep following that road, and Exhibition Hall is right there.
Well, this is going to be interesting. It'll be interesting if I find the Exhibition Hall to...
You'll find it.
It's a white
building. You can't miss it.
So they told... Here's what they told me. They said it has electricity, and it's better air conditioned than the Coliseum because it's smaller. And you'll be closer to the Coliseum. Those were the three things they told me about it. Does that sound right?
You'll be closer to the grandstands.
Our grandstand, yeah, grandstand.
Yeah, you'll be closer to the grandstands, yeah.
Well, that's good because...
That's where they used to put, you know, like I said, that's where they went, the pie contest and, you know, the judging and vegetables and stuff. That's what they used to have in there.
Well, I wonder what they've done with all that stuff. Wonder what they did with that.
I don't know. I haven't been over to the fair in a lot of years.
Well, what I'm interested in, because during the day, my program will be from the Exhibition Hall. But if we do the horse racing, which there's a possibility of, or if we do the nightly things like the tractor pull and the demo derby, we'll have to do that from the grandstand. And I'm thinking, how far am I going to have to lug this equipment to get over to the grandstand?
Not very far.
Well, that's good. At least there's a plus there. Because
I stand at the door of the Exhibition Hall and see the grandstand. It's just, there's a road right there that runs across. When you come out, when you're at the big doors on the south end of the Exhibition Hall, there's a road there that runs over to the grandstand.
Well, because, you know, we can't drive back there once the fair starts. And to me, it'll probably just be me there in the morning, more than likely. So going, you know, we'll have to take probably the soundboard and the computer so we can get on the air over at the Coliseum, our grandstand. And I remember when we used to set up at the Coliseum, it was a little bit of a trek taking all that stuff from the Coliseum to the grandstand. So yeah. If this is a shorter trek, that'll be good.
Yeah, it's a shorter trek. Oh, and you were talking about that tough truck contest?
Yeah.
That tough truck contest is a timed event. It's whoever can get through the course the fastest.
Well, see, maybe we're looking to... Here's the thinking right now. We're going to try to do the horse racing Monday and Tuesday at 11, because that'll just be an hour after I get off the air.
Yeah.
Now, the fireworks, we're not going to broadcast those, because there's not much point in that. So we won't be
not
doing...
Unless you did it live on Facebook.
On Facebook, right. So nothing on Monday. The tough truck... Which is what we're... Now, see, I'm not sure about that. Now, I know Wednesday we will be there because Live at 5 will be doing their show, but I'm not sure if we're going to do the rodeo or not because I don't know if that's really anything that... I don't know if that's a competition.
Rodeo? Yeah.
Yeah, but
they have, you know, probably barrel racing and bucking horses and maybe... I don't know if they have... Field wrestling and bull riding.
Well, we might do the rodeo because we're going to be there on Wednesday night anyway. We definitely are going to do the tractor pull on Thursday. That's the most popular event. We're definitely going to do. Yeah, we're definitely going to do the demo derby on Saturday because I think that's the second most popular event. But the truck pull on Friday will be there because the Friday night show will emanate from there. But I don't know if that's something, you know, I don't know if that's what we're debating on, the truck pull and the tough truck. So yeah. I'm not sure which one we're going to do.
Well, the truck pull. Sometimes I used to find the truck pull more entertaining than the tractor pull, depending on the tractors they had there. Now, they do the diesel tractors. A lot of times, those were entertaining. But I've been over there. I've watched the tough truck contest, and I find that rather entertaining.
So do you have? It's me. So do you have any advice when it comes to flowers?
No, my philosophy on plants, and I have a few, I don't have any. I have flowers outside that have apparently done their duty, because they're not looking all that good now. But the plants I have inside, I just watch the plant, and when I see something that looks weird about them, I water them, or I put some fertilizer on them, or I just pay attention to the plants and... You know, I try to be a plant whisperer.
Well, see, here's what I think. This is what I've come to the conclusion of when it comes to flowers. That everybody likes to be outside now, and they like mowing the yard, and they like, you know, landscaping and all this thing. But I don't think they really know as much as they think they know. Because I get people who say, well, this is why this is, and this is why this is. But I don't know if I always believe it, because it sounds a little far-fetched to me. I don't know.
I used to know a lady that could... I'd seen her, and this is the God's honest truth, I seen her take an avocado seed from an avocado, put toothpicks in it, submerge some of the seed in a glass of water, and get it to take root.
Well, that's interesting.
This woman could grow, she could take a dead plant and bring it back to life. I've got a Christmas cactus over here now that she had, and this Christmas cactus is... been around for a lot of years.
Some people just have the touch.
She definitely had the touch.
Hey, well, thanks for calling. It's good talking with you.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you at the fair.
Yeah, stop by if you're over there.
Yep, I will.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Now, see, there was a lot of good information. Maybe we will have a supporter over at the fair. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. She must not be listening this morning, because I'm not getting any messages. This must be one of the off mornings for Michelle. But that'll be the shot at the fair. We'll be at the exhibition hall during this show during the day. And then we're going to do some grandstand events. But again, it's all just pertaining to can we get it on the air. The fair has been difficult from time to time with getting shows on the air. There's something about that area that it's hard to get connections to shoot this show back to the station. We're going to try something different this year, but we'll see how that goes. Give me a buzz if you have anything on your mind this morning, 740-751-4038. Anything to do with the fair... Or if you want to talk about the Roe versus Wade decision, or you want to talk about the January 6th special meeting that's going to happen today, it's all on tap this morning, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about it. But there's something going on today with that January 6th thing that they would have this special meeting after they just said, 5 days ago that they were not going to have any other meetings for 2 weeks. Something's up there, and I don't know what it is. But that's the way it goes. Can you believe July 4th is 6 days away? Do you do a lot for July 4th? I mean, I know it's a big cookout day. I know people shoot the fireworks off. They get the sparklers out. Well, hey, this year you'll be able to do whatever you want. It'll be legal to shoot fireworks off this year. That could be trouble. Go ahead, caller.
You need a golf cart, Scott.
Yeah, I do need a golf. Well, see, I'm a little worried because it's my first week back in circulation next week. And now here I'm going to be at the fair, dragging equipment across the midway. I might collapse over there. Next week might be the end of me.
You need somebody to help you.
Well, I'm going to, you know, Angie will be there, and I have to have guests because we can't take phone calls from the fair because we'll be there. So, you know, it's not like I won't have help, but...
So while you're at the fair, there will be no phone calls?
No, we can't take phone calls over there because you'd have to have somebody in the studio routing the calls. And as I said yesterday, we seem to have difficulty with that. Now, even if the fair had a phone line, we would be able to take calls, but apparently there's no phone line in that building. So you'll hear us from over there, but we'll have a guest every day. I know we want to do some things with the kids, the livestock kids over there, the FFA kids, and I know that some, I'm sure we'll have some politicians on because they all come visit the fair at one point or another. And I'm pretty sure we'll have, we've always had somebody on July 4th read the Declaration of Independence. Now, I don't know who that's going to be yet on Monday. I've talked to a couple people about doing it, but I'm not sure who's going to do it yet. But it'll be fun.
It'd be interesting to see what different people you get, you know, politicians, you know, that come by.
Well, you know, in a gubernatorial year, usually at some point both of the candidates will stop by, one to the Republican tent and one to the Democrat tent. So Nan Whaley and Governor DeWine most likely will be there. It's just a matter, you never really know when they're coming.
I just wonder if this abortion issue is going to affect the race for governor. Because Nan Whaley, you know, she's pro-choice. And
yeah.
DeWine is pro-life.
You know, I don't know. I would guess... See, I don't know what Ohioans favor when it comes to that, to be honest. I know what they say in the national polls, but I don't know what the Ohio polls say. I would guess... It's probably not popular in Ohio, would be my guess, abortion. But I don't know. Last poll I saw, like I said last week, I think when Mary Ellen was on, it's not a good one for Nan Whaley. You know, DeWine is polling 45%, Whaley's polling 30%, and then we've got this Peterson, Neil Peterson, who is running as an independent. He's polling 11%. And I don't even think people know who he is.
Well, he's bowling pretty good for, I don't know who he is.
Well, I think what's happening here is, much like Joe Blystone said on this show, there is a group of people that, Republicans, who do not want to vote for DeWine. And they certainly don't want to vote for Whaley, so who are they going to vote for? So I think they tell people in these polls that, hey, well, I'm going to vote for Peterson, even though they don't know who he is. He's a preacher, I think, from Brooksville, but that's all I know about him. But
that's all we need, to get a preacher in there.
Well, I don't know that he'll get in with 11% of the vote, but he's certainly siphoning off votes from somebody. And the fact that Nan Whaley's only polling 30%, we only got 4 months to go. This is not a long way off. And it's not like we don't know who Whaley and DeWine are at this point. 15 points behind with 4 months to go. You know, people can say, well, I don't believe polls. Okay, well, we'll see on election night. I think we got disconnected there from our caller. If anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 61 degrees now in sunny skies here in Marion. We're above the 60-degree mark for the day. Oh, I got a picture here from one of our listeners, Mary. She's growing an avocado. Got some nice pictures here, too, of it. See, I don't now. Does an avocado produce anything other than other avocados? See, you have no idea how non-garden. What are they, horticulturalists? That I am. You know, I'm about as far away from that as you could possibly believe. 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz and we can chat about it. 740-751-4038. All interesting stuff. And if our last caller wants to call back in, we got disconnected somehow there. Not sure exactly what happened. Oh, boy. July 4th, right around the corner. Does anybody do anything other than the fireworks? Do you think the fact that fireworks are going to be legal now on July the 4th is going to be a problem? Because July 4th is the firework holiday. And now that anybody can do it, anybody can buy them, and anybody can light them off, do you think people are going to be out doing that? Do you think the... See, boy, oh, boy. If I was a hospital or a paramedic that night... The first year that we're going to do this, which is this year, I would think that would be a very scary night. Because you can really hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing with fireworks. And people tend to buy the big ones for July 4th because that is the firework holiday. I don't know. Does anybody have any idea how they think that's going to go? The first July 4th under this new rule in Ohio that anybody can shoot off fireworks whenever they like. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know we had a big discussion of this when that law was being debated around. Should we make fireworks legal here in Ohio on certain days? And people had their own opinions on it. Well... It is legal now, and here comes the first July 4th where we are going to have that that tendency. Go ahead, caller.
Do you talk to your plants?
Do I talk to my plants?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever spoken to them. Do you speak
well,
to...
Well, maybe you should start, Scott.
Well, what do I say to them?
Just... Good morning, how are you today? You know, just casual conversation while you're watering them, because I'm pretty sure we could all go back to the sixth grade when we got that little chart. We need oxygen, plants need carbon dioxide.
So you think that I've snubbed my plants, and maybe that's the problem?
That's probably exactly what's the problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, on break, I'll go out and I will say good morning to the daylilies.
Make sure you're up close and personal. That way they could get that good, fresh carbon dioxide.
I'll whisper it to them.
All right. I mean, you can laugh if you want.
Why do you think I'm being contrarian?
Because I know you, Scott. This is not our first conversation.
No, I'm just... You tendered a suggestion that I should go out and talk to them, and I'm saying, well, I'll do that.
Well, they do. I've always been told that. They need that carbon dioxide.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot, you know. I just don't like that they're gone in one day. You know, as soon as the storm comes or a big wind, that's the end of them.
Yeah. And as far as the fireworks goes, the thing I don't like is sometimes you don't know if it's a gunshot or fireworks.
Well, I'll tell you what, nobody better plan to sleep on Monday night, because I have a feeling now, because you always had the renegade people who did it anyway. They went out
right,
and fired.
Right, they might as well legalize it because they was going to do it anyway.
Right, but now you're going to have people who would have never attempted it doing it because it is legal. And I don't know how it's going to go, to be honest with you. I've known so many people
what's
who...
A finger or two? You've got nine more.
Yeah, well, that's true. There's always openings for shop teachers.
Bye, Scott.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, we're coming up on a break here on WWGH Radio. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. here on this station, Adam the Computer Guy, from 2:10 until 3 p.m. Don't you dare switch that dial. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor, but I also find it curious that John